Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
When you can recognize and accept your feelings of pressure without judgment, now that's a game changer. Understanding that it's very normal to feel anxious about big challenges can be the first step in moving forward. And I can't stress that enough, guys. So when you do feel some type of way, acknowledge it and give yourself a little grace. I still feel anxious before I speak. I still feel anxious before the marathons, even a half. Not because I don't think that I could do it. I've done it several times. It's because I respect the task at hand and it is a big deal and I want to do really well. So sometimes I get those feelings, but now I know that those feelings are more connected to excitement than they are self-doubt based upon experience. So, and Joe, maybe you could just write these in the chat as we hit them so it'll be easy for people. So the first one, guys, is acknowledging your feelings. And then the second would be to reframe your perspective. So shifting your perspective to view pressure as a necessary part of the growth process. And just reminding yourself that many successful outcomes and breakthroughs are on the other side of overcoming challenges. I would say almost all of them. Right, guys? So reframe your perspective after you acknowledge the feeling. Then I would say, guys, number three would be to set reasonable goals. Notice how I didn't use the word realistic. I don't like that word personally, but reasonable. So break down your larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks. I'll give you a real-time example. If you guys have heard enough of this story, just tell me to shut up. A week ago when I set the goal to do the VIP dinner also, instead of thinking, how am I going to sell it out, I kind of divorced from that. And I said, let's just get our first five to register. So forget about 25, just the first five. That's reasonable to me. I could probably do that in a day. Bang. Next five. Bang. Next five. Bang. And so forth. So setting reasonable goals is a great way to disarm the stress. And guys, you take whatever it is that you're working on right now that's really big on audacious, and then you just implement this framework for that mountain. Same concept. Then focus on what you could control. So you concentrate your efforts on actions within your control, and you do not give any energy or attention to stuff outside of your control. This hyper-focus is going to help in reducing those feelings of being overwhelmed and so forth, right? And also, like, whenever I have another one-on-one client right now who's really, really, really big-time cardiologist crushing it, and she has all these things going on, I see them as all opportunities, but she feels overwhelmed. And I help to reframe it. I'm like, this is actually abundance. These are all options and different paths we can take that are on the way to the next level of expansion. And then she realized that and she stopped being overwhelmed and looked at these as kind of grateful that she has all these options in the first place. So focus on what you control, and this will reduce the feelings of overwhelm. And essentially, it'll enhance your sense of equanimity in stressful situations. You guys have heard that word, equanimity? I believe it means to to be calm in like stressful situations. The awesome thing about our soul is that it has a tremendous amount of light to reveal. And that's why, if you find yourself out of alignment, like Craig Siegel for 13 years, you have this feeling of your soul contracting. And that's why when I described like a few years back, I was kind of dying a slow death, because your soul wants nothing more than to expand and to be in alignment with why it's here and to utilize the gifts that were given to you. And if you guys find yourself not utilizing those or doing something that doesn't really do anything for you or the world, it's this uncomfortable, uneasy feeling. And it basically tells you that you're here for something more. And I think all of us have felt that before, which is one of the common denominators that have brought us all together. Yana knows how it feels. And so it's a terrible feeling, but it's also great feedback, right? And so one of our greatest gifts is our desires. And each of us might have slightly different core values in life, but our core values will fuel our desires. And the word desire gets thrown around a lot lately. You guys might see the branding for last night. What do you guys think? Cool, right? So we all have different core values, and those core values will fuel our desires. The concept of our desire is very overlooked, in my opinion. In fact, a lot of people in our community have asked me, like, I want to do this, this, and that with you. What do I need to show you? And I'll say, I want to see you activate your desire to the fullest capacity. And I think that not everyone really understands that. And so if we don't take the time to think about our desire, nothing great can ever be achieved, positive or negative. So whatever our desire is will manifest to some capacity. The truest desires that are from our soul, that you feel really connected to, those will manifest the quickest. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.